Mela, insemmilkom sinjura din nkomplu illu il-laqa ta' dan il-kumitat fe qed nistema' xhieda fuq l-iskrutinju tar-rapport tal-awditur dwar l-estensjoni tal-power station. Il-minuti tal-bieraħ ikunu approvati meta jkollna transcript bħala proċedura oriġinarjament f'dan il-każ partikolari illi mhux biss ikollna il-minuti approvati imma l-minuti jkun hemm il-transcript ta' dak li kun qed jingħad wara li jkun approvat mill-membri kollha. Ovvjament l-istess proċedura qed tiġi eżegwita ovvjament anke issa waqt ismih tax-xhieda. Il-punt li semmejt fil-bidu tal-laqa il-bieraħ ovvjament jibqgħu japplikaw, il-bieraħ ittieħdet id-deċiżjoni mill-kumitat illi kull xhud jingħata il-ġurament. U l-istess proċedura tiġi eżegwita wkoll. Għal daqstant nistgħu nagħtu bidu għal dan il-kumitat, il-ħidma ta' dan il-kumitat, kworum qiegħed hemm u nitlob l-Sur Richard Kakija Karwana biex jiġi qudiem il-kumitat. Saħna fis-sitta għalik.
Kien ta' biex jiġi ġewwa? Kaddu miċ-ċerimonja?
Għala parti mill-proċess tal-lejla peress li hemm okkażjoni tal-parlament fi plenarja fis-sitta ħajkun hemm sospensjoni ta' madwar siegħa tal-kumitat imbagħad inkomplu wara. Speraw li nkunu avvanzajna skont kif pjanat tolbu kif jogħġbu. Insellimlek, xifra nirringrazzjak li attendejt. Nitolbu kif qed il-bieraħ hija deċiżjoni tal-kumitat li kull xhud jieħu l-ġurament skont l-iskript li għandu qudiem itlolbu tieħu l-ġurament.
Jiena Richard Kakija Karwana naħlef li ngħid is-sewwa kollha u xejn li fis-sewwa. Hekk Alla jgħinni.
Nirringrazzjak, nitlob il-membri tal-kumitat jagħmlu l-mistoqsijiet tagħhom. L-Onorevoli.
Sukra kja talwani, joġbuk tista tispiegalna ftit jekk kellek xi rowl fil-komunikazzjoni tal-deċiżjoni tal-Gvern Malti li jibda l-legal notice 39 ta' 2002.
Sa fejn iftakar le ma kellex rowl fit-tibdil tal-
Le, x-tibdil? Fil-komunikazzjoni tal-deċiżjoni tal-tibdil.
Fil-komunikazzjoni lil-min, sorry.
Lil-kummissjoni.
Kont involut meta kien hemm serje ta' mistoqsijiet minnaħa tal-Kummissjoni kont irrispondejt jien f'isem il-Gvern qed ngħid għall-proċess mhux tal-infringement proprju, tal-pre-infringement, fej spjegajna għaliex sar dak it-tibdil.
Qed immur għall-istadju qabel jien, qed immur għall-istadju ta' 2007, 2008. Meta bidlet il-legal notice. Ġifieri qed nitkellmu October November 2007, aktar November 2007, biex tiġi komunikata li se tinbidel il-legal notice 329 tal-202.
Fejna fjien, sa fejn iftakar, l-ewwel komunikazzjoni li kelli mal-Kummissjoni kienet on the 24th of June 2009.
Lejna qed imur ħafna qabel meta kien beda l-proċess, qed imur lura September 2007.
Il-proċess tat-tender.
U kienet għadha ma nbidlitx il-legal notice. Ta' 202. Imbagħad inbidlet late October November 2007. Dik intbagħtu emails mill-gvern li anke kienu kkopjati lilek u inti anke kont irrispondejt. Biex tispjega eżatt jekk il kif tolqotna d-direktiv, ix kwistjoni ta' fuel, għan niprofa nfak, ta' fuel jew ta' machines.
Jien ma' niftakar dissa li jtajt li jek li kien hemm xi exchange ma' l-Kummissjoni, però m'għandix kopji ta' daw l-email u ovvjament Ingliex hija 4 snin ma' nagħhom, jiġifieri m'għandix problema.
Taħseb ikollok problema jekk titalbu tipprotexxew?
Ma naħsibx, però m'għandekx ma tkomx kopji, għax minn mistoqsijiet ħsibt li forsi għandkom il-kopji kont se ngħidlek fil-każ.
M'għandix kopji, ma naħsibx li aħna suppost għandna l-kopji. Suppost li saru komunikazzjoni.
Nipprova nġib dawk il-kopji u.
Minn permanent secretaries. Minnaħa tal-ambjent u minnaħa.
Inti qed tgħid 2007 fej kien hemm kwistjoni ta' transposition qed nassu.
Eżatt, kwinti kont qed tgħidilhom. Kontet t-spiegħalom. Isma, il-kwistjoni hija fuel, miex jekk il-plant għandix kun taħdem bil-gas, jew għandix taħdem bil-heavy fuel oil. Għamlu lek il-domanda. U inti minn hemm ġibtilhom il-risposta.
Però ikolli nġib il-
Qed insaqsik hekk għaliex matul dil-kontroversja, intqalu diversi verżjonijiet. Waħda hi li l-legal notice ta' 2002 kienet isa emanazzjoni ta' directive tal-EU. Dik kienet waħda mill-verżjonijiet. Mbagħad kien hemm il-verżjoni l-oħra li l-esma dik kienet oltre il-directive tal-EU.
Li nista' ngħidlek, jiġifieri meta kien hemm l-investigazzjoni tal-Kummissjoni issa l-parti formali speċifikament fuq it-tibdil li sar fil-legal notice tal- kien hemm il-kwissjoni tal- types of fuel fil-fatt. Kien hemm trasposizzjoni tad-direttiva oriġinali li ma kenitx saret u l-Kummissjoni aċċettat li fil-fatt it-tibdil li sar ma kienx tibdil biex ikun biex jagħti vantaġġ lil xi ħadd, però għax kien hemm biċċa bit-transposition li kienet saret ħażina.
Ma mhux
u din kienet parti mill dil-parti kienet u it's in the public domain, jiġifieri għax ħarġet
minn ta' Barnier, le? Minn ta' kummissar.
Il-risposta lil Barnier, eżatt.
Il-punt huwa dan. Bejn it-2002 u 2007 saru xi sforzi mal-Commission jew miegħek bħala rappreżentant tagħna hemmhekk. Fejn tajna sinjal li se nibluha din il-legal notice.
Sa fejn kien iva per rrid nara l-exchanges.
Kun importanti li naraw l-exchanges.
Però kien hemm kwistjoni li dak it-tibdil li sar waqt li sar fit-2009 naħseb kellu jsir qabel.
La xuf il-fatt it-tibdil sar fit-2007.
2007, sorry. That's 9 wara.
Biex jekk tara dal-iskambi kun importanti għalina nistabbili xuf li ma sena. Ġi komunikat l-ewwel darba li se tinbidel il-legal notice.
Sessi.
Naħseb ikun importanti li ikonna dak il-dokument. U li xtaqt nistaqsi wkoll jekk matul issa qed titkellmu qabel il xi dħaltin tieħba il-rapport li sar lill-Kummissjoni, eċetera. Matul il-proċess ta' dan it-tender, jekk kellek xi kuntatti oħra, mhux inti direttament. Jew ġew nisa għandek biex ikellmu fuq x'inhu għaddej.
Jien saħajna fien l-uniċi nies li kienu ġew għandi kienu fil-korrespondenza li jien bgħatt lil Ministru Gatt u wkoll qiegħda the public domain.
U kienu bidders differenti.
Kienu rappreżentanti ta' Satin Hawad Basement, ta' Basement, sorry.
Kienu kelmu?
Li, le.
Ma kienu xkelmu?
Le. Basement, Brussels, le.
Aw
Malta kien kellim li Dr. Kenneth Grima, l-avukat tagħhom. Però kien kellim li jiġifieri mill-lat li kien hemm xi ħadd Brussels li xtaq jgħaddi rapport lili. Jingħatlu jibgħat li email u fil-fatt Mr. Seisner, jekk tiftakar, so kien bat l-email, un bat tal-aplaqa miegħi u jien konti rranġajt li jiltaqa ma' żewġ uffiċjali tar-rappreżentanza mhux miegħi.
Tista' tgħidilna il-direzzjoni ġenerali tad-diskonsat li kellek inti u
Dr. Rima sa fejn niftakar jien kienet sempliċi jifieri li Mr. Science nixtaq ikellimni fuq għax rrid jgħaddili kopja ta' political brief li kienu għamlu bħala kumpanija.
Il-ranġaj, teddu xie batalik bla rejta.
Ma semax, però.
Elen, ti tistaqsi xi ħaġa din sekondi xi l-onorevoli Dalli tistaqsi.
Tistakar jekk xi darba qed tsir xi ħadd, if this isn't corruption, it certainly looks like it.
Le, però ma naqmu sa ngħid li match dawk mużajx dawk li klim fuq ħafna affarijiet, però
fuq
dan il-każ ma niftakarx li għadda.
Mela, jibbat nadik il-dokumentazzjoni li talba komunika mal-ewel mal-segretarja ta' dan il-kumitat. Jibbat iġi komunikat il-kulħadd. Nirringrazzjak.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks.
Għadam, grazzi li ġejt. Il-kulxut, kien għabbi tal-kumitat il-kulxut jieħu l-ġuramen, kienu redat u d-dimek, mitlu bintilet jieħu l-ġuramen, għem l-iskrift.
Għadam, swear to tell the truth, and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
L-onorevoli Baldro.
Nistgħu sija sempliċi. Jekk fil-xi mument li ta' dan it-tender, konċett tagħmel xi xogħol jew xi ħidma informali jew formali, ta' lobbying favur xi bider li ġifieri jkun min ikun, ġifieri setgħu kienu l-Bateman, setgħu kienu l-BWSC, setgħu kienu kumpanija.
Xi ha fatto no?
Tikkonferma li m'għamilt l-ebda xogħol.
L-ebda xogħol.
Issa xogħol jiġifieri ħad nitkellem ċar mhix qed nagħmel referenza li kien hemm xi kuntratt fermat. Xi ħidma għalhekk qed ħidma aktar minn xogħol. Tal-lobby favur xi bider jew li avviċinajt il-xi persuni biex toffrilhom li tista' tagħmel xogħol tal-lobby favur xi wieħed minn dawn il-bider.
Ma jadix li għem istasijiet, xort insijiet.
Ringrazzja.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
spirit.
Rizzo, nitolbok illi tieħu l-ġurament għax kum qed taqbel li kull xhud jieħu l-ġurament qabel ma jissottomett ix-xhieda tiegħu għandek l-iskript quddiemek biex taqra l-impreġiża hawnhekk.
Jiena Joseph Rizzo niddikjar solennement li ngħid issewwa s-sewwa kollox u xejn issewwa.
Grazie, sto ne procedo. L'onorevole Barso.
Sir Rizzo, ti stati spiegando ftit il-relazzjoni tiegħek ma' Sur Joseph Mizzi, li kien jaħdem miegħek għal żmien u mbagħad ma baqax jaħdem.
Was the manager of
it? Bess għal il-mikrofon lek.
Yes, aħna preparina d-deklarazzjoni.
Prepara deklarazzjoni, ġifieri, hemm kopja għall-membri kollha tal-kumitat. Condizzjoni guidelines, jekk irid xinna fil-affarijiet. Kemm xi rakkomenti għal nifsu.
Allora, batti conferma dal statement. بالجورامنت في مبرتاج تا
شو بيكتب سنة بروشين
نقرأ هذا الستيتمنت ومبتنا نقرأ بك ما يكونفرم أو يكونفرم مع بالجورامنت كنت الكايدنس أو لك يكونفرم مع بالجورامنت نقرأ هسا أوكي
Written statement made by Joseph Ritzo, holder of identity card number, motion number, in accordance with clause 12 of the guide for witnesses appearing before the Public Accounts Committee of the House of Representatives, Parliament of Malta, October 2011. I am making this statement in order to inform the Public Accounts Committee of certain pertinent facts which came to my knowledge in the matter of the Enel Malta Corporation tender for generating capacity tender for, as well as to clarify the role of Joseph Mitzi, a former employee of Associated Supplies Limited, the company of which I am chairman and majority shareholder. Joseph Mitzi employment with ASL. ASL is a long-established procurement company with an impressive record in procuring national and international tenders. In 1988, Joe Mitzi was employed with the company as a manager. He was entrusted with the general management of the company's contracting business. Prior to that, Joe Mitzi had worked with an Malta corporation for 24 years. Where he eventually rose to the post of chief draftsman. His letter of reference from the corporation mentioned his having worked in power extension projects. It should also be noted that it was Mr. Mitzi himself who proposed his employment with ASL, suggesting that he be taken for technical matters such as projects, tenders and specifications, and procurements which he claimed he would be able to organize with minimum effort. In fact, it was evident that his employment with Enel Malta had resulted in Mr. Mitzi getting to know the ropes very well. With ASL, he was the person who dealt with procuring companies, including Enel Malta. Although he was meant to inform me as chairman of all negotiations and dealings, he was the man on the ground, so to speak. He was in charge of the contracting and procurement department, and he had free rein to go about this as he deemed fit. Contact between ASL, Joe Mitzi, and BWSC. The call for pre-tender meetings took place in February 2005 by means of advertisements in local papers. ASL, via general contracting manager Joe Mitzi, started making contact with foreign companies for this end and eventually with BWSC. During the station ASL's negotiations, in order to be appointed local advisor to BWSC, I thought that Joe Mitzi was acting on the company's behalf. However, I later learned that he was not copying me on all emails sent to BWSC. I found this out following Mr. Mitzi's resignation from ASL in late 2005, when I brought in a computer expert to retrieve emails from the computer, which Mr. Mitzi had used when he was still employed. It was only at this point that I discovered that he had been in contact with BWSC officials, communicating frequently with them and keeping me out of the loop. Joe Mitzi informs BWSC that he needs to tap source higher in the political hierarchy. In an email dated 10th May 2005, Joe Mitzi informs BWSC's Anders Lenkhorn that we need to tap another higher source higher up in the political hierarchy. In proceedings before the National Audit Office, Joe Mitzi claimed that I instructed him to write this. Before this committee yesterday, he claimed that this email was dictated by myself because he was not proficient or fluent in English. This is a claim which I categorically deny. Mr. Mitzi was conducting negotiations with a free hand. I trusted him and he was relatively unsupervised. He did not need any hand-holding or instructions on how to write emails. Moreover, Mr. Mitzi can write very well in English. The attached correspondence is proof of this. As far back as 1990, he was composing long letters in English, in one of which, attached, he even uses a very similar phrase, quoting, to consult with higher quarters. So his allegations are false. I denied his allegations that I instructed him to write that email before the Auditor General, when I called him a bluffer. I should have been far more clear and described him with the term used for people who do not tell the truth. The email in question was copied to me and to Mr. Cock Jensen, BWSC. I do not know which source Joe Mitzi was referring to, but they seem to have impressed BWSC officials to such an extent that they wanted to deal only with Joe Mitzi to the exclusion of ASL. BWSC insists on Joe Mitzi's personal involvement. I found out that BWSC were far more, if not exclusively, interested in dealing with Joe Mitzi when Martin Jensen of BWSC sent me an email dated May 23rd attaching a draft advisory and cooperation agreement wherein ASL would represent BWSC. To my surprise, the draft contract, copy attached, contained a clause indicating that Mr. Joe Mizzi would represent ASL on the contract, that he would personally look after and safeguard the interests of BWSC, and that BWSC would reserve the right to terminate the agreement should Mr. Mizzi cease to be involved or employed with ASL. This was not acceptable to me, as insofar as I was concerned, negotiations were being carried out on behalf of ASL and not of Joe Mizzi personally. Moreover, I had never seen a similar condition and found it irregular. Mr. Jensen sent several follow-up emails pressing for the contract to be approved. When I expressed my disagreement with the clause regarding Joe Mizzi and forwarded an alternative clause drafted by my lawyer, Martin Jensen rejected the alternative draft. In an email dated 8 July 2005, he wrote, quoting, BWSC came to the conclusion to appoint ASL and their sole representatives in Malta on the Enna Malta diesel engine project for the Limara Power Station, after myself thoroughly having interviewed Mr. Joe Mizzi to have my mind assured that ASL are qualified to do the job. Mr. Mizzi's qualifications and vast experience built up over several decades working under the utility sector hereunder, including the extremely relevant background with heavy generating plants, convinced us that he was the right person in ASL to manage the project for BWSC in Malta. Based on a number of meetings, correspondence and observations done at important meeting at the client and Malta Corporation, we are convinced that Mr. Mizzi has full understanding of what the project with such complex nature involves from all aspects of engineering. Close quotes, 8 July 2005. From this and the emails which were later retrieved, I concluded that Joe Mizzi had held meetings with Enemalta officials and BWSC in the first few months of 2005, and that he had not informed me of all of them, just as he had not copied me in on all relevant emails. Following a period during which Joe Mizzi was on leave from the office, in November 2005, he sent in a letter of resignation, retroactively with effect from 7 October 2005. On the 13th October 2005, I wrote to Martin Koch Jensen of BWSC, informing him that Enemalta had issued a call for expressions of interest for a new electricity generating plant, also altering him to the request, alerting him to the request for information, document published on the corporation's website. This was done to see if BWSC was still interested in being represented by ASL in this project. Mr. Jensen's reaction was to ask why Mr. Joe Mizzi had not sent the RFI, and saying that my email of the 13th October, which Mr. Jensen termed as an intervention, raises doubts in our minds if Mr. Joe Mizzi is still available on the project. We have not heard from him since a long time. When I asked Mr. Jensen to categorically state BWSC was still interested in concluding an agreement with ASL in relation to the same tender, he simply stated that the RFI was received from various other Maltese companies and was non-committal. It later transpired that BWSC appointed Joe Mizzi as their local agent and commission for the tender was paid to him. He had obviously impressed BWSC with his contacts inside Enemalta, and during the meetings he held with them, referred to in Martin Jensen's email of the 8th July 2005, that they wanted to work only with him. I stated that I was not aware or present at these meetings, and Joe Mizzi was working for his own personal ends and not for ASL. This became evident later when it became clear that BWSC had appointed him as exclusive agent. I felt that he had breached his fiduciary duties as an employee of ASL, and in November 2009, a judicial protest attached was filed against him, holding him responsible for any damages which the company may have suffered because of his underhand dealings. Mr. Joe Mizzi also became agent of Lechmeyer International, a company which had previously been represented by ASL in Malta. To conclude, I state that Joe Mizzi did not inform me of all the contacts and meetings he had with BWSC and Enemalta officials or other relevant authorities relating to this tender, that I did not instruct him to make any political contacts, that some of his dealings with BWSC were concealed from me and targeted at advancing his personal interest and not that of ASL.
Conferma il ti conferma dal statement bil ġurament ta' Kjoxbok?
Nerġa'.
Lele, ti conferma l-statement, ti conferma. Istat firmanna kopja ta' DL kuma biex konna kopja tiegħu firmata kif joġbok. U għamilna l-ID card li joġbok ukoll. Inizjala kol faċċat, joġbok l-aħħar faċċat.
Thank you very much.
Mela, nibdew bil-mistoqsijiet. Yes, l-Onorevoli Dal.
Yes, Mr. Rizzoni, I can tell you, I did not instruct him to make any political contacts. Isalbira, Mr. Mitzi, meta semmejna l-email dwar li intom għandkom kuntatti fl-ogħla ġerarkija tal-gvern u li intom tistgħu titilgħu fuq ħafna, huwa ċaħat li kitiba huwa kitiba ttajpjaw, però dettajtilu inti għal. Tista' tiċħat jew tikkonferma ma taqbilx ma li qed tgħid hawnhekk inti. Ġbir inti ma dettajtlux l-email fejn għadtu. Isma, aħna għanna kuntatti ma top echelons tal-gvern. Ġbri, u kittiba?
U kittiba, di.
Ok, grazzi.
Onorevoli Gatti.
Sono con fuq l-istess binario. Fl-statement tijak, fuq l-istess email għat nitkellem. Mhix preċiż kif għalef l-onorevoli Dalli, però niftehmu għalli ma jfejjem msemmija we need to do further contracts higher up in the political hierarchy. Fl-statement tiegħek qed tgħid hekk, moreover, Mr. Mitzi l-bieraħ, middera smajtu l-bieraħ inti sur Mitzi?
Iva.
Smajtu fuq ir-radio nimmaġina. Inti qed tgħid, moreover naqra mill-statement tiegħek. Mr. Mitzi can write very well in English. The attached correspondence is for this. The attached correspondence hija di littra ittra. Iffirmata Zeppi ta' Zabbar?
Di kum
ferma? Iviva. Għaw tlet dokumenti għawek biex niftehmu. Di l-handwritten note. U skontint dan huwa Ingliż tajjeb.
Huwa
Ingliż tajjeb da?
Jiena mitzi impjegajtu biex fuq it-teknika.
Hu paċenza. Mhux
jgħid fuq il-lingwa.
F'inti dak l-istatement li għadek kemm iffirmajt. Qatt hekk. Moreover, Mr. Mitzi can write very well in English. The attached correspondence is proof of this. Qed naqblu li the attached correspondence huwa dawn.
This correspondence?
Yes. U skontint this is very good English. Jekk joġbok dottore. Jekk joġbok dottore. Għanni regoli għawek.
Jirrispondi u plis dottore.
Dan huwa very good English?
Ej, ma naqraħ da. Ej, ma naqraħ ma minn dibatu.
Dibata fin 1999. Kemm iġu. Kena sena il. Pero l-lum, ilek ma taqraħ na xil sena.
Ix naqraħ na għabendi.
Ilek ma taqraħ na xil sena. Pero you know this is very good English. Illum qed tgħidilna.
Illum għandu mhux dik qed ngħidlek very good English, qed ngħidlek very good English. Fuq li kiteb fil-emails.
Sur
ritmo mhux dak iż-żmien kien għadu ġej. Biex impjega ruħu.
Sur ritmo marriċ, sinċerament marriċ. Nistress jaħwis. Però hawnhekk tajt. Il-klim tijak li għadak kemm iffirmajt.
Iba, ma jena.
Mr. Mitzi can write very well in English. The attached correspondence, tan 1999, is proof of this. Jiet nsaqsik, sinċerament. Ma dilli kull aħna l-unika ħaġa li għandna aħna.
Le le, ħajna nprova nitverbalizza forsi.
Ma dux taqsam xejn, meta nfrigali jew kellu xejn xejn
minn. Kellu ħan
nfrigali. Sur ġuzzu li qed jgħidlek hekk, inti fl-istatement tiegħek fit-tieni paġna l-aħħar lajn. Għandek moreover Mr. Mizzi can write very well English. Iżbeqtajt li huwa tajjeb fl-Ingliż, naqblu din. Di għattieġ correspondence, u inti tajtna korrespondenza li. Għaw, kan għaw, korrespondenza li hija unnecessary. Ma dal-statement tajtna di l-korrespondenza, ti? Naqblu? Għandek wahda, nejn, għandek il-protest ġudizzjarju, u għandek ukoll litra li kont kopja ta' litra ta' 1999 li bat lilek. Is-Sur Mizzi.
Għalli mux li għubata.
Il-financial controller, yes. Għata
kizmu.
U għallur inti għet nipresupponu li biex tikkonferma dak li s-Sur Mizzi jaf jikteb l-Ingliż sew, attaċċajt inna din il-korrespondenza.
Mux għat najt li jena bad il-korrespondenza.
Le, mux għat najt li bata. Inti għaw għamil statement, Mr. Mizzi can write very well English. Issa, bħala prova ta' dan, attaċċajt inna dil-litra, bħala kapacità tijaw li
bħala
kapacità.
Bħala kapacità.
Jak jaf xikta bl-Inglis jaw le.
Le, mux biex xikta bl-Inglis jaw le. Biex joħroċ il-karattru tijaw li kell.
Mux fan insistek u
id-domanda. Don't put words in my mouth.
Le, le, not putting words.
With all due respect, xem miktub
fil-dokument.
Pero, mux. Le, le, hu paċenzja.
Xem, hu paċenzja.
Mux fan insistek. Mela.
U d-un inkwitaw ta' xej. Għasbat muddin l-għu. No, għodu fuq l-statement. Għaj beddelu.
Kam sta' sej?
Ulla.
L-onorevoli.
Kam referenza l-statement tijak? Għal-dokumenti li ritrivjajt mil-computer ta' Sur Mizzi.
Yes.
Meta kienet jaħdem fl-impjegat tijak.
Mux meta kienet jaħdem? Wara li fela.
Ma l-emails inkitbu meta kienet jaħdem.
Of course.
Bera ħina tlabt l-Sur Mizzi biex jaddilna dokumentazzjoni mis-sena 2006 sa' sena 2009 li għandu x-jaqsam fil-korrespondenza tijaw mal-BWSC fil-floti ta' dan it-tender. Issa qed nitlob, Mr. Chairman, li Sur Rizzo jagħmlilna available il-dokumenti li għandu ta' sena 2005 korrespondenza mal-BWSC fuq dan it-tender.
Dab il-korrespondenza tijaw?
Il-korrespondenza
tal-kumpanija
tijaw mal-BWS.
Il-rikjesta jadan, diġej minn l-onorevoli Bartolo. Il-korrespondenza li għaddit via e-mail jew bil-komunikazzjoni oħra, miktuba ovvjament, li għaddit bejn il-kumpanija ASL u l-BWSC bej s-sena 2005 u 2009?
S-sena 2005.
S-sena 2005 bis? Għaxħu
s-sena 2005 bis kellem
xie. Ok. S-sena 2005, jekk hija available. Taddi n-niktar tard.
I don't find any difficulty.
That's ok.
Ma tkun. Anzi, it will help him biex bleħ.
Hu paċenzja.
Għazam jiftakar għalek.
Hu paċenzja. Ibat inna dik il-korrespondenza bata l-komitat konferma un bat jara l-komitat jiddeċidi. Iktar qoddim anka jista'
jibgħat. Forsi jkun hemm xi affarijiet nieqsin ukoll tagħmilha.
Korrespondenza ma jimportax. Ibgħat inna korrespondenza korrespondenza li għandek. Ma jidhirx. Yes.
Tagħmel referenza Sur Rizzo għal ftajtek. Paġina t-tieni paġna, l-ewwel paragrafu. I found this out following Mr. Mitz's resignation from ASL in late 2005 when I bought in a computer expert to retrieve emails from the computer which Mr. Mitz had used. Ma tiftakarx minn kien? Il computer expert.
Niftakar. Ma,
is my... Abba t-tri, ma da biex... Evi, xismu?
Ma tinġibilħatfi.
Mux kwistjoni, għabil statement għawnek. U għallura fuq dal-statement edin n-saqsuk, mux xaħġa l-għajni għahna.
Għannaw sentik il-karti li għettiflu.
Le.
Imma.
Għaxu, uħar iġomli.
Imma il-mistoqsija li ju għattijaj l isma minnu il-computer expert. Jek kunem bżon, dal-computer expert jinġib għawnek u kol. Dabna għara għallin
l-għallin. Għallix, skont il-guidelines anke tal-komitat. Napprezzi jekk il-Ministru Gatt jispjega il-motivazzjoni tal-mistoqsija u jekk
jekk qed noġġezzjona għall-mistoqsija li jdu nissospendu u joħroġ kulħadd mill-kamra u niddeġġidu.
Noġġezzjona għall-mistoqsija.
Mela ħajkonna nissospendu għal ftit, kulħadd joħroġ mill-kamra skont il-guidelines biex il-kumitat jiddeċidi fuq din il-mistoqsija. Ħodu paċenza. Donatella tibqa' hawnhekk. Mela, x'inhu l-oġġezzjoni l-għandu l-report? Li dell-informazzjoni fuq l-expert ingħata in kamera. Nistgħu nagħmlu hekk kuna kara wara forsi b'ċertu konfidenzjalità.
Ma
jiġix.
Normalis
ta' li tkun ta'
immaġina jiena.
Mela. Sorry. Il-recording, għajt biex il-recordja, please. Mela, għan ibda għajġi il-recording, għajġi. Għibda għasbur għedna għuġa għajġi. Surrizzo, il-mistoqsija li sarit lek dwar min huwa il-computer expert dwar li anke konsultajna mal-lek.
Ma tgħinni?
Mela, surrizzo ta' għanġas. Il-mistoqsija li saret lek mill-Onorevoli Gatt, maqbul mill-Kumitat li għandha sir anke wara konsultajna mal-Avukat Ġenerali, u jekk jogħġbok Għadda, stant nerġan itlop l-Onorevoli Gatt, jimposta l-mistoqsija li jagħmel qabel il-
Xtaqt inkun naf minn huwa l-computer expert li semmi inti fit-tieni paġna tal-statement tiegħek.
Nispiċini, għalli ma reċat ismu.
Ħani korreġi, jimporta ħafna. Però mhux ħan insisti li jittieħdu passi, nirriżerva ninsisti iktar tard.
Il-dikjarazzjoni. Jgħam mistoqsija leġittima, Mr. Rizzo, inti għamilt ir-risposta tiegħek, ovvjament, dak li qal l-Onorevoli Gatt jrid jiġi innutat, issa nitlobek m'hemmx mistoqsijiet aktar minn naħa tal-Kumitat. Għal issa ma jidherx li hemm iktar mistoqsijiet x'jagħmlulek sur Rizzo. Ok, mitlub li tibba dik l-informazzjoni li ġiet mitluba li l-ek.
Yes, ibata
l-segretarja tal-Kumitat ta' Kontijiet Pubbliċi, il-Palazz il-Belt. Yes, li komunikat mi għak biex tiġi għamil ismi. The committee has decided that all the witnesses being called either take an oath or make a declaration to state the truth. Now it depends on your side, whether you take an oath on the cross or you make a declaration to state the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I will go for last.
Yes, therefore. I think you have the script there.
On the microphone. Yes.
Put on the microphone, please.
Press here?
Yep.
Yes.
Now it's on?
Yes.
I, Martin Koch Jensen, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can proceed with the questioning and ask the members of the committee to step up to start.
And can you please tell us a bit about how the relationship with Mr. Joseph Mitzi developed over the years, starting from the year 2005? Till the moment you decided that you would have him as your representative here in Malta?
Certainly. I'll be pleased to do so. The very first initial dialogue we had with Mr. Joseph Mitzi was in January 2005, as far as I recall. He approached our company, BWSC, and maybe I should say for the full coverage here, my position in BWSC is Director of Sales and Marketing. I've been following this project during the entire process. So it was natural when the first contact was made to BWC that I was approached about this. Actually, the approach was not done directly to BWC, it was directed to our owner, Mitsui Engineering and Shipbuilding in Japan. And my counterpart there transferred this approach from Joe Mitsui, which was done on behalf of a company called Associated Supplies Limited. The company Associated Supplies Limited, as far as I noted it, appointed Joseph Mitzi as their person who was seeking principals, if I may say so, companies who could be interested in joining him for a upcoming project for Eni Malta. At that time, things were not so clear as they are today. At that time, things were a little foggy, if I may say so. There were ideas about a project coming up in the next couple of years. It could be 2 years, it could be five, it could be even 10 years in the advance. So Joseph Mitzi approached MES, who transferred the message to myself, and we started the dialogue. And the dialogue was actually, the first dialogue was not done by myself. I had to allocate a salesperson who would make the first initial contact and dialogue with Mr. Mitzi. And for this purpose, I consulted one of our former, now at that time retired salespersons, Mr. Joe Dalin, who was staying here in Malta for holidays. He was retired at that time, and I called him and asked him if he could assist us in taking a first interview with Mr. Mitzi. He did so, and I do not recall exactly when this was. It was approximately within 1 week after the first approach, within January 2005. The dialogue developed after that, and we had a dialogue with the company Associated Supplies Limited on these issues. They wanted to offer their capability as an advisor for us here locally, the company Associated Supplies Limited, and this is completely standard procedure for us when we do business like this. I mean, huge tenders like this, at this very, very initial stage when nothing was certain, needed a strong local technical advisor. So you can say this is the first dialogue we had with the Associated Supplies Limited. This was, it didn't materialize, if I may say it that way. I flew down to Malta quite short time after the first initial dialogue and had a meeting with Joseph Mitzi and got an impression that he was a technical, very strong, competent person. And this is very important for a complex project like the power station project we are talking about. So you could say that Joseph Mitzi, he fulfilled the requirements of being technical competent. And this was the main issue. Does that reply your question, sir?
Partly.
Okay.
You seem to have been impressed not just with his technical competence. You seem to have impressed you also with his networking capabilities. because he was writing you emails, and you were, you know, sort of telling him you're working well, fifth gear, that's how we like our people to be on the ground.
Well, let's be frank, we don't leave anything up to coincidences in a project like this. So I need to emphasize his technical capability. He is one of the few advisors we have ever consulted who knew almost just as much about power plants as we do ourselves. So this was a perfect match. I need to emphasize that, sir.
Can I again refer you back to a different type of power now, not energy, but
yes,
power structures which decide where contracts go. He seemed also to have impressed you with his ability to engage and to network with people inside the corporation, which was eventually going to be your client, and also the local political structure. Because at one point he even wrote an email to you saying, you know, we're going to tap a higher political person.
We have seen this email. This has been in the media also. I need to say very straightforward that bragging like this has been seen before. This is not the first time in the history. I mean, we are so in an initial time of the whole phase of this huge tender, which has been on for years, where others than Joseph Mizzi, other also local advisor candidates, were doing everything possible to make themselves as the one and only local advisor. So whether it's bragging or whether it's a beauty contest, I don't know. But it's seen before. I need to say so.
Yes. At one point,
yes,
he asks you to give some technical specifications. And you say you will send these technical specifications.
That's completely right, yes.
Without the letterhead of the company, because you understand that he was going to show it to third parties. Do you recall this?
I don't recall if he said he was going to show it to third parties. But I do recall that he was asking for a lot of technical input, because the client was not clear in his mind what kind of solution he was going for.
Are we talking here about the low speed or the medium speed engine?
Exactly. Yeah, at that stage, we were trying to promote the low speed engines, actually.
Yes.
And why were we doing that? You could ask. Now we're into very technical details, but if you allow me. When I had my first meeting here, I could see in the annual report from Inamalta what unit sizes they had in their existing capability. And the unit sizes were typical in the range of 60 megawatts. For us, it made sense, it was logic, to think about a low-speed large engine because of, let's say, the match in unit size. We were later on, after a long period, instructed by Inamalta that they wanted to concentrate on what we call medium speed, which is four-stroke. So you could say, as base load for Inamalta, for Malta today, still low speed could also be a good option, no doubt. And if we started this from the beginning, I would again try to promote a low speed, because first of all, we are owned by a low speed, one of the biggest manufacturers of low speed engines. Secondly, low speed is over a 20 to 25 year evaluation period, still the optimal solution. However, medium speed is getting closer and closer to low speed in their capability. And we were instructed or told by Inamalta afterwards that due to their load pattern, they wanted smaller unit sizes. They wanted typically unit sizes in the range of 18, 20, maximum 22 megawatts, because then they could start or shut down one engine at a time. That would give them the better, comfortable load pattern regime in their way of operating the whole network. So it was no longer an open book where you could promote any technology. You could promote still technologies, but they wanted to, on the diesel side, to prefer selecting the medium speed. And that was their sole decision.
Yes, I remember the arguments that you're making now were also made in this technical literature.
Yes,
that
you're absolutely right, sir. Yes.
Why did you feel the need to send it without the letterhead of BWSC?
We have done that before. I don't know where it might end. Well, we have written on with letterhead, without letterhead. Is that essential?
I think it is.
You think it is?
I think it is.
Well, I can confirm that we have done that at other occasions also. When we are in a very initial stage where different technologies are being evaluated, pro and cons, I'm not sure that it is solely the only way to promote your name as being the promoter of one out of several solutions.
Exactly. It's because of this that I'm insisting on my question.
But it's also important, if I may, we have the capability of offering different technologies, different solutions. So I don't want us to be stuck with one out of, let's say, three, four different options. Things were so premature at this stage, so I didn't want to, let's say, cut off one possibility in our, let's say, strategic approach to this. That was the way we were looking at it at that time. We have to remind that this is at a very, very initial stage we are talking about now.
Yes, because what seems to me to have been very important at that stage is that Mr. Mizzi uses his contacts within Enel Malta to try and persuade them to go for one option and not the other, and presenting literature which did not have the name of a company that was pushing one technology or the other, he could present that information as sort of objective, disinterested information.
I don't know if he presented it or not.
You were not informed of whether he made use of that?
I don't know. But I know that we promoted different solutions within Malta because we were actually suggested officially in a newspaper advertise to arrange meetings with Enel Malta in order to give them our views, our recommendations on which technology we would suggest to Enel Malta for an approximate 100 megawatt extension.
Can you recall whether in 2005 or in 2006?
Yes.
When you started getting to know more the landscape in which you are going to operate, the environmental legal framework that we had, mm-hmm. and you found that a particular legal notice that we had in Malta, which I don't know whether you remember the actual detail, you know, set limits or set types of engines to be used for power stations,
okay.
and you objected to that.
Yes, I remember at the very first phase that Enel Malta didn't have a clear picture, if I may say so. They were not clear.
Are we talking 2005?
2005, they didn't have any idea, because all technologies were welcomed. They were completely open. It could be gas turbines, it could be low speed, it could be medium speed. It could even be gas engines, just as an example. We had clarification meetings. We had first request for information meetings with Enel Malta, and that would be in 2005. Very initial meetings.
Was it there that you expressed disagreement with the existing legal?
No, because they didn't have a clear picture in 2005, as far as I recall. In 2006, and now I take it by memory, you have to excuse me for if all the details are not exact, but as I recall it, in 2006, we started a process which the client called a request for information period.
Yes, it was after November. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
In our world, we would call it a technical pre-qualification round, just to make it clear for everybody, where everybody would promote his or her technical solution, and after that, they were invited for so-called clarification meetings, where you could elaborate on the more details in what you had proposed. Mm-hmm. And this was in 2006, as I recall it. In 2006, at the end, there was also the next step, which was the request for proposal.
Yes, it was November.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And the instruction to tender was a year after, 2007, if I recall right, autumn. September, October, November, in that range?
Yes.
And the instruction to tender, I would say, is the first real tender document. Because following that, potential selected bidders would come up with first their technical solution, secondly with their prices for what such solution should cost.
Now let me remind you a bit, and I'm going to quote from the National Audit Report that this committee is obviously going by. So the process has started, and we're now getting more into a detailed stage. And here on page 45, the auditor's report says BWSE's reaction to this discrepancy between the legal notice that I'm referring to and the directive on the large combustion directive of the EU. Your reaction as a company is that there's a discrepancy between EU and local legislation, and the company was considering not complying with locally imposed limits. Such a statement was made by BWSE during one of its meetings with EMC, with Enemalta Corporation. Can you remember what initiatives you took to have that local legislation changed so that those imposed limits, which would have disqualified you, would be changed?
I need to correct you. I'm sorry.
No problem.
We didn't change the limits. We had clarification meetings with Enemalta, where we informed them completely open, like I assume all other potential bidders also did for their technology, that the demands that they had in mind were far more demanding than what EU requires. That we told them in a clarification meeting. And we even informed that also, as far as I recall, in writing, in clarification minutes of meeting. And we did that simply because if we didn't do that, and I have to emphasize also that I'm sure our competitor would have done the same or has done the same because they had the same technology as us, we know afterwards. If we hadn't done that, the nation in Enemalta would have been overspending on requirements which are not prevailing in the EU. So we told them that from other projects we know in Greece, in the Azores, other places where we do business, build power plants in the EU, that the demand and the emission requirements are far more demanding than what is necessary. Could you please consider investigating this? That was what we told Enemalta.
And you think that was 2006? Or earlier?
No, not earlier. Definitely not earlier. But I thought your question was if it was later. I would not be 100% sure if it was 2006 or 2007, but it was in that range.
And you said that there is written communication between you and Enemalta to make this point.
I would have guessed so, yes. I'm not sure about all the details, but I know we discussed it at a meeting at the Delamere power station, and I would be surprised if...
That was the 4th September meeting of 2007.
Could be, yes.
It was the site clarification meeting.
Yes, you're right, yes.
I understand from what you're saying that you had already made that point earlier with Enemalta. You didn't wait for that meeting to make that point.
No, this what you refer to is exactly what I was referring to also. I just didn't really recall if it was 2006 or 7.
So are you saying, Mr. Kokensen, that this was the first time that you brought up officially this issue with Enemalta?
Yes.
Or did it happen before?
Yes, according to my memory, yes. I'm quite sure about that.
Can you please check your file to see whether there had been any communication between you and Enemalta about this issue? Because that would...
Certainly.
I think that is important.
As I said before, the impression, as I remember it, was that Enemalta was not very clear in 2006. They were a little bit in doubt what should prevail here. But they were seeking advice also from EU. That was, as far as I remember, what we heard.
Okay, another question that I'd like to ask you is that at one point you decided that this was after 2005, after your initial contact with ASL,
yes,
that you would go for Joseph Mizzi as your representative here and not with ASL. That must have been in 2006.
No. I have to go back in memory now. In 2005, we had a dialogue with the company Associated Supplies Limited, as I mentioned before. And in that dialogue, it was very important for me to have reassurance that the person who we were dealing with in Associated Supplies Limited was Joseph Mizzi.
Can you please explain why was that very important?
Because he had the technical competences which nobody else in Associated Supplies were close to having. I'm sorry to say so.
Can you explain whether usually in this kind of contract, do you go for a company or do you go for a person within that company?
We go for competences.
Yes, but in this case, you kept on insisting, and you're saying that you're doing that for...
Yes.
Because he's impressed you with his technical competence.
Yes, we insisted, as we do order, and also in other occasions, we insist on a certain person is our contact person and is also employed in a company.
Okay.
Because without that knowledge, that competence
That's
in the company, we have no chance. Yes.
Yeah. So after he left ASL, because he fell ill and he had to leave his job and retire, eventually in 2006, what happened? Did he make contact with you or did BWSC look him up again in Malta?
He made contact to us in... He was ill for a long period, as far as I recall.
Yes, for about 6 months.
Yeah, he had heart problems, yes. Could have been 2007, early 2007. It was quite a long time after he left ASL.
It is likely.
Yes.
I know I don't want to put words into your mouth, but it is likely that he made contact with you after June 2006, rather than perhaps in November 2006. Unless it was November 2006 when the request for proposals came out and he took the initiative to contact you in those.
I would have a memory of that it was close to when the tender was coming out. And that was in...
That was in February... No, that would have been even later, August 2007.
Yes. Sometime before that, he started contacting us again.
He started contacting you?
Yes, because after that he had finalized his health problem. I think he had an operation also. And he said that he was fit for fighting again. And I did ask him carefully if he was... Did he have finished his employment with Associated Supplies Limited, and that was confirmed, yes.
Now, I understand now whether it was 2006 or 2007, and irrespective of the month. I understand that there would be a file at BWSC with the exchange of correspondence between Mr. Mitzi and BWSC. I'm sure that you keep your files and that you keep your information.
I wouldn't be able to answer that, but is there something particular you are interested in?
We would be very interested in the correspondence between Mr. Mitzi and the company.
Yes.
And I formally request the chairman to ask for a copy of those documents and the correspondence between Mr. Mitzi and BWSC.
Can I mention to the chairman that we have been very cooperative? We have participated in a number of investigations here. I think it's fair to say that we have been very proactive and very positive and very willing to cooperate also during the entire process. I would have an impression that we have given all the information that is relevant for this case here to the National Audit Office already. We have provided them with quite some information. And allow me to say this as a reply to your comment.
And that is not satisfactory for a very simple reason, that even as members of this committee, we have no access to those documents. And we need, I am going to again ask formally for a copy of the correspondence between Mr. Mitzi and BWSC.
Okay.
And this is a formal request, and we understand and we acknowledge that you have been very cooperative, and I'm sure
you
will continue to be cooperative in this respect. Therefore, it's the correspondence between Joe Mitzi and BWSC before he was appointed agent for BWSC. This is what you are referring to there.
No, I'm sorry.
To be sure.
The specific period is... I was under the impression, but Mr. Kok-Jensen thinks it's otherwise, that the contact started again between June 2006 and... Well, let's say 26th May 2009. What I'm asking for is when Mr. Mitzi started again contacting BWSC to get them interested in the tender, and the exchange of correspondence between
the three.
But I do recall, I'm quite clear on that, that we started, or we entered an agreement with Mr. Joseph Mitzi on the 1st of September, 2007. So I would assume that the dialogue started close to that time. Could be months, could be, I wouldn't know, but I will check that. We will certainly look into our files, yes. I cannot tell you exactly what we have and what we don't have. I need to emphasize that several people have been working on this project here. We have had two salespersons also working on it, and one is actually retired, but let's look into that. I can certainly offer you that.
Yes, and then send the correspondence directly to the secretary of the PAC.
Yes.
From whom you have received the email and the correspondence.
We will look into that, definitely.
Just one question. During all the time you have been interested in Malta, during the whole tender process, did you, any of your employees, any of your agents, any person under the direct control of, direct or indirect control of BWSC that you know of, did you ever approach any person who had any role in the tender and offered him or her money, any kind of reward, or tried to influence that person to come to a decision which they should not have arrived at?
The answer to that question is very simple. No, we have never approached anybody here.
Yep. And I please remind you something that you said in summer 2009 when you visited us, and you said you can vouch for your company, and you answered the same way that you answered to my colleague now, but you cannot vouch for others what they might have done.
Correction again, I didn't say that. That was my colleague who said
Mr. Barkov said that.
But we have never, we have no knowledge about, and that was a question, and we have never approached anybody here locally. So that's very clear and needs to be very clearly emphasized.
Do you have just another additional question, just to clarify on what the Honourable Bartola just said? Do you have any knowledge that your agent, Mr. Mitzi, might have done anything of the sort?
Absolutely not.
Yes, I'd like to ask you some questions. Not being a technical man, something that struck me was that you said that the EU and the Malta levels were, Malta's qualifications and levels were higher than the ones asked for by the EU. What amount of the percentage more was Malta asking at first than EU?
I do not recall all the details about the technical levels. Sorry. I do not recall all the details about exactly the limits as they were, but what I can say is that with the solution we have proposed to Inamalta, we are offering a state-of-the-art solution, technical-wise, where we are cleaning the emissions significantly than what other existing equipment today is providing Inamalta with. And that's important also to emphasize. So we are at a level where other, let's say, requirements are met, and the standards for emissions are the same in Malta as set also in EU.
Okay, and that would mean, that would have meant, or is meaning, that there is less money from Malta. Does Malta pay less if this qualification is as per EU levels?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Could you please repeat the question?
You told us a few minutes ago that that meant a less cost on Malta.
That's so. Right, sir. Yes, that's absolutely right. I can confirm that.
Would you be in a position to quantify that?
The savings, yes. And we have informed that also at an earlier stage, actually the events which Mr. Bartolo refers to. We have calculated, rough figures, a saving for the nation of Malta of 25 to 30 million euros a year in cost.
Thank you.
If I may, this is due to the fuel efficiency of the solution we have provided, which is almost double the fuel efficiency of existing equipment in Malta today. For this reason, less fuel is burned off.
I remember when we met again in summer.
Yes.
2009. Now I'd better be careful now to say whether you said something or Mr. Barkholz said.
That's okay.
But one of you said it. One of you said it. We had asked you specifically about the emission abatement equipment.
Yes.
And whether you had actually tried it already. And you said you hoped that by the time it was operating in Malta, you would have tried it and tested it. At what stage are you at that?
We feel confident. We feel certainly confident about the technical capability of our solution. This will be a state-of-the-art power plant for not only Malta, but for the entire Europe, which you will be proud of.
But you seem to be suggesting that you're going to test it on us.
No, that I wouldn't say. We are the contractor, and we're responsible for the product you get. This is not the first power plant we have built. We have built more than 160 power plants. This is just one out of a number. And we are confident about the technology which we provide, as always.
Can you mention one power station where you have used this specific emission abatement equipment that you're going to use in Malta?
Yes, we can. We know that the technology has been used at several other occasions on diesel engines, so that can be confirmed. Yes.
Can you please mention?
There is one in the Azores where something similar is being used. Our competitor is using the same technology on various occasions also.
I guess it would be a lower megawatt power.
No, not necessary, no, because it's the engine. It's the size of the engine. And I know our, let's say, competitor in some cases, but our partner in this project here, Virtula, has used it at several occasions. So it's not new anymore. It's proven.
Are you going to be involved in any way in exporting this waste to a landfill which would be ready to take it?
No, that's not part of our contract.
It's not?
No, not in a matter.
What stage are you in signing the maintenance agreement with Enemalta?
We have a dialogue with Enemalta. We are in a dialogue, hopefully in constructive dialogue, for finalizing this. I would direct that question to Enemalta, if you allow me. Because I cannot tell where we are. I can only give you a feeling how I feel where we are in the process, but I think it would be appropriate to address this question to Enemalta.
Isn't it very strange that 2 years after the agreement was signed, we haven't yet come to a maintenance agreement?
Would you... I would still suggest to direct the question to Enemalta.
Can I at least ask whether you're asking for more money?
For what?
For more money than what you put in your tender.
No, we do not. No. Okay. That I can confirm, we are not.
So the problems are of a technical nature?
Sorry? Sorry?
This can't be going to get on that.
Problems are of a technical nature? Responsibilities?
No.
Very mysterious.
No, it's not mysterious.
But it's not money. It's not technical.
I'm not sitting in the driver's seat. You have to ask the client. The client is the one driving this. So we have to follow his instructions, sir. And yeah, I think you understand that also. I can tell you I've been here at two occasions earlier this year on that subject. Yes. So I would assume that things are progressing.
Okay. Since there aren't any more questions from the members of the committee, I'll thank you, Mr. Jensen, for being here. If we'll need you, we might ask you to appear again, but please send us the correspondence that you have been formally asked to do.
We will look into that, yes.
Can you send it by email?
As long as we get a hard copy, send them anyway. The important thing is that you confirm that those are the totality of the correspondence that you have. Okay? Thank you very much. Good evening. Bene, sono Greg, ringrazio. Che ho sbocco questa tipo il giuramento che fanno credat o dime. Il matto in inglese. Michael.
Jien Vincent Grek, naħlef li najt is-sewwa, is-sewwa kollha u xejn ħlef is-sewwa kellha jgħin. Xelaj fejn hawn?
Jew. Le, xelaj fejn qed tiġi. Mela, jiddu l-Republika.
Domanda waħda subjekt. Inti kont membru tal-Kumitat tal-Kuntratti fiż-żmien il-perjodu meta ġie aġġudikat it-tender dwar Power Station. F'xi żmien konnessjoni ma' dan it-tender. Inti qaġġejt avviċinat minn xi ħadd li joffrilek xi flus, rigal, jew talbek xi faw jew offra xi inċentiv ieħor biex inti ddeċidi b'xi mod jew ieħor fuq dar il-kuntratt?
No, definitely not. Never ever qatt ma ġejt avviċinat minn xi ħadd b'xi mod in the formal manner in konnessjoni ma' dan il-kuntratt.
Grazzi.
Okay.
Fil-proċess tal-tender, kien hemm moment fejn kellhom jinbidlu l-specifications, minħabba li sa dan it-tant kienet inbidlet il-legal notice. Tiftakar il-perjodu ta' meta nbidlu l-specifications?
Minn għalija 2008, late 2008, jew mid-2008.
Iżomm.
Kien dik il-legal notice, it-tu ta' 2008.
Ħam fak lek ftit għax naħseb li. Ma setax kien lejt 2008.
Il-bidu għan seta 2008. Ma kien 2008, ġenet.
Bidu għan, jekku bidu għan, għalix. Et nitkelmu li legal notice imbidle.
Tu ta' 2008, għan li jekke.
Fl-erba ta' jannar, uffiċjalment ħarġet il-gazzetta ta' gvern, u allura mbagħad the specifications ġew revised 7 January. Kif Min biddilhom l-specifications? Irċevejtu informazzjoni mill-Enea Malta biex jinbidlu? Kif kien il-proċess?
Proċess kien direttur tal-kuntratti, daħal naturalment f'kuntatt ma' l-Enea Malta, u l-Enea Malta daħalet kuntratt ma' direttur tal-kontratti biex qed tispjegalu li kienu se jiġu mibdura l-specifications, tagħtu raġunijiet għaliex kellhom jiġu mibdura. Biex kien hemm proċess għaddej, vuol dire.
Anke ix-xogħol amministrattiv biex jinkitbu u biex jidħlu fil-dokumenti tal-kuntratt. Saru minnkom jew saru minnkom?
L-Enea Malta, dak tuħsib kollu l-Enea Malta u tagħmel liaison mad-Dipartiment tal-kuntratti, mhux mal-General Contracts Committee.
Mad-Dipartiment tal-kuntratti. U inti għattajt l-specifications inbidlu minnaħa tal-Enea Malta.
Minnaħa tal-Enea Malta.
Ġew nfassa minnaħa tal-Enea Malta.
Eżatt, iva. Anke l-specifications oriġinali ta' meta kienet inħarġet it-tender l-ewwel darba, vuol dire dak kollox l-Enea Malta tagħmilhom.
Kollox mill-Enea Malta.
Ma jadirx li għem mistaqsijiet, dan nirringrazzjaw. Semmu l-ek sur delikata, bħal kulxu tiħor mtlub li tiħu l-ġurament kif għandek redatu ixħed il-mikrofon, please. Lele, ma għara l-ġurament u ixħed il-mikrofon.
Mija, Karmel Delikata, naħlef u najt il-sewa, il-sewa kollu u xejn iħlif il-sewa. Jekk għalla jgħajn.
Distawtu proċedu, onorevoli Kat.
Sur Delikata, inti kont membru tal-General Contracts Committee waqt loti, waqt il-proċessar ta' tender u loti ta' tender tal-Power Station. Domanda waħda biss, matul dan il-periodu kollu, inti għadġejt avviċinat biex xi ħadd li joffrilek xi flus, xi rigal, xi favur biex ipprova jinfluwenza b'mod ieħor fid-deċiżjonijiet tiegħek?
Le.
mai dușlui an am stosit, asta e de acord.
Thank you.
Ne vin grația. Noi ringraziamo questa sacolina, al cul suo tiro, ne tolbo ti holgeramente, ta remek che no mi tu dieme.
Io non do la sacolina, la lefte ne te sawa, sawa quella o shenkle vi sawa, ecca la in.
Grazie, habna mi sto sì,
non era pure sacolina, in te waqt il processo sta lote da tender tal power station contro membro tal general conference committee. Xtaqt nsaqsik biz domanda waħda. Waqt dan il-proċess inti qaġġejt avviċinata minn xi ħadd joffrilek xi flus, regal, favur jew b'xi mod ieħor ipprova jinfluwenza d-deċiżjoni tiegħek?
Le.
Xejn iktar.
Oreddi. M'hemmx iktar mistoqsijiet, nirringrazzja.
Ringrazzjak.
Ejdilhom jappruvar. Ringrazzjat per il-kull xi tieħor nitolbok tieħu l-ġurament u taqra hemmhekk biss.
Jiena naħlef li lejt is-sewwa, is-sewwa kollha u xejn ħlief is-sewwa. Tek alla jgħajni.
Yes, Donald.
Sur Mizzi, inti waqt il-proċess tal-loti tal-tender tal-Power Station kont membru tal-General Contracts Committee. Waqt dan il-proċess, għadġejt avviċinat minn xi ħadd li joffri lek xi flus, xi regal, xi ħaġa oħra biex jipprova influwenza fid-deċiżjoni tiegħek? Grazzi.
Grazzi ħafna ma jidhirx li hemm mistoqsijiet, veri nirringrazzjak. Sur Rivel Vassallo. Sul vassallo a chi ho sbotto.
Domanda che ingravata sapete.
Grazie dal compleanno.
Col su e col giuramento che ho sbotto.
Io no, Oliver Vassallo, non ahlef li neis il seu, a seu a collu, o shein ahlef il seu. Ecco alla lì.
Sul vassallo, waqt loti tal protest attended tal power station into kont member tal ġera kontrat. Xaħdin saqsi kbis. Waqt dan il-protest kollu tal tender. Għat ġej ta' vicinat minn xaħat joffri lek xi flus, xi regal, xi ħaġa li b'xi mod jew ieħor jipprova influenza d-deċiżjoni tiegħek?
Jien ħadd ma resaq nejja la bil-ġisem waqas bil-ħin.
La bil-ġisem qas bil-ruħ.
Ma bil-ruħ ma
Grazie ħafna.
Thank you very much. Grazie.
Sur Vince Camilleri. Minu da. Ana me perdi. Ej, dolo mi tovora su žine, me kaže, ja zbog malo, ma ne vidimo. Oči se pomele. Mela, sur kamilere ne ringrazia, kal kul su tiho, ora ki oči bok, raġuramento kul
žuramento. Jina filsin kamilere, nahlef tenek ti sewa, ti sewa kallu, xein hef ti sewa, akka lajini.
Sur Kamilleri, fil-proċess tal-għoti tat-tender tal-Power Station inti kont membru tal-General Contracts Committee. Matul dan il-proċess, qatt ġejt avviċinat minn xi ħadd li joffri lek xi flus, xi regal jew xi ħaġa oħra biex xi mod jew ieħor jipprova influenza d-deċiżjoni tiegħek?
Le.
Grazzi.
Għidher xi hemm mistoqsijiet nirringrazzjaw.
Thank you.
Peri Joseph Borge Grek, please. Kienu bżon kemm xi ħadd jgħajjat wara l-bib. Alle alle. Adde. Per ringraziak per i tekios bok. Fulġra aqra aqra pliso kollu għalli kum kollox rikolli.
Jien, Joseph Borge Grek, naħlif li nejt il-sewa, il-sewa kolla, u xejn ħlif il-sewa. Ek kalla jeni.
Rett.
Perit, inti matul il-proċess ta' ġudikazzjoni ta' tender tal-Power Station kont membru tal-General Contracts Committee. Tista' tgħid li jekk matul dan il-proċess kollu għaġġejt avviċinat minn xi ħadd li joffri lek xi flus, xi regal jew joffri lek xi ħaġa biex xi mod influenza d-deċiżjoni tiegħek fejn spiċċa. Grazzi.
Ringrazzjak.
Thank you very much.
Sur Martin Sejket. Dikin tal-mir għawtin fuq il-komitet kollu. Sur Sejket, nirringrazzja dol-bok li taqra u tieħu l-ġurament dol-bok faċċina l-oħra kollha.
Jiena Martin Sejkel naħlef li ngħid is-sewwa, is-sewwa kollha u xejn ħlief is-sewwa, hekk alla jien.
Yes. L-Onorevoli Gatt.
Sur Sejkel, hawnhekk naħseb il-Mużel ħażin inti ma kontx membru tal-General Contracts Committee waqt.
Laqgħa x'ħejja jiena
ħabba tal-merpa tal-League Notice.
Bejn Ottubru tal-2006 u parti din is-sena kont direttur tal-ambjent il-mier.
Esattament. Issa inti kont involut fil-proċess ta' tibdil tal-League Notice.
Kont involut
tal-emission. Yes. Iżgħar importan hawnhekk jiġifieri. Tista' tgħid fi kliemek x'kien il-proċess, x'diskussjonijiet kellkom minn dak li tiftakar ovvjament.
Mela, lej jiena tal-każ kont sirt nafbih fl-2007. Li effettivament meta ġiet daħlet fis-seħħ il-legal notice fl-2002 li titrasponi l-Large Combustion Plants Directive, għal xi raġuni li qatt ma stajt insir nafa, kienet tħallit barra klawsola pjuttost importanti, klawsola t'eċċezzjoni. Id-direttiva tal-Large Combustion Plants għandha klawsola li tgħid li ma tapplikax, it shall not apply, għal impjanti plants li jaħdmu b'gas, diesel or petrol engines. Matul l-2007 kienet ġiet l-attenzjoni tagħna li kien hemm dil problema u aħna kellna ovvjament kuntatti mal-Ministeru li konna taħtu dak iż-żmien li kien l-emma rej il-Ministeru għall-affarijiet rurali u l-ambjent. Kien hemm battibek twil, mhux fuq il-bżonn li tinbidel il-legal notice għax l-iżball kien ċar. Kien hemm kwistjoni ta' interpretazzjoni bejn il-MEP
żball.
Jina kont saqsejt fil-fatt jekk kienx hemm xi deċiżjoni politika, għax aħna il-policy tagħna fl-ambjent hija li nittranspożjaw jekk jista' jkun fedelment, ġifieri deċiżjoni politika biex mur oltre d-direttiva, qatt ma stajt insib li kien hemm din id-deċiżjoni. Però kien hemm diffikultà f'interpretazzjoni bejn il-MEPA u l-Enna Malta. Xi tfisser diesel engine? Il-MEPA kienet tgħid isma diesel engine li kienet il-pożizzjoni tagħna dak iż-żmien, hija magna qed titħaddem bid-diesel bħala fuel. Fil-waqt li l-Enna Malta kienet issostni li diesel engine hija magna li taħdem bid-diesel cycle, jiġifieri irrespettivament mill-fuel li tuża. U dina il-MEPA kienet qed isma' jekk aħna ma nirriżolvux din il-kwistjoni u tinbidel il-liġi kif kulħadd kien jaqbel li kellha tinbidel, se jkun hemm problema għaliex niġu għal diffikultà ta' interpretazzjoni. Fl-aħħar kien ġie deċiż fuq suġġeriment tiegħi li tiġi avviċinata l-Kummissjoni Ewropea biex ittina guidance, ruling, xi ħaġa biex aħna nkunu nistgħu niddeċidu minn kellu raġun. F'Novembru, jekk m'hiex se żball tal-2007, kont ġejt informat mill-Ministru George Pulicino li kienet waslet il-kjarifika informali mill-Kummissjoni li bażikament tat raġun il-Lena Malta għalet isma' diesel engine tfisser an engine li taħdem bid-diesel cycle, irrespettivament mill-fuel li jintuża. Once kellna din il-ħanejdelek ruling mill-Commission, ovvjament mbagħad jena tajna istruzzjonijiet mill-Ministeru biex namlu id-draft. Fis-sem tagħna fil-bita legaliskija kif finita f'kull awtorità li nlestu id-draft. Mbagħad tgħaddi ovvjament għall-proċess normali tal-avviż legali.
Domanda waħda biss, f'dan il-proċess kollu, inti f'xi żmien xi ħadd għatta vicinat biex jifpruma influenza għalek indebitament il-deċizjoni tijak dwar kif taġiġi fuq dirħan?
Laqqas xejn u laqqas kem deċizjoni xni, għax aħna għadin niddiljaw mal-ministeru li konna għaw taħtu u nimxu fuq l-istruzzjoni ta' dak il-ministeru, ġifir laqqas kem lok ta' influenza.
L-paġenzja għajtaxe, l-involviment tijak f'dan il-periodu li għetni t-permu dwaru, ġifiri f'ġunju, inti kondi f'ġunju tal-2006.
Le, ma konċan, jina ħadd il-kariga f'Ottubru tal-2006.
Jiġifieri, qed nistaqsik għaliex dak iż-żmien kien hemm diġà skambju bejn il-Ministeru tal-Ministru Gatt u l-MEPA fuq x'tip ta' impjant se jintuża għal l-estensjoni tal-Power Station. Dak iż-żmien ma kienx qed jiġi ppjanat saħħa ta' 144 MW imma inqas. U minnaħa tal-Ministeru tal-Ministru Gatt kienu qalu lhom isma' iproċedu biex tmexxu fuq ċertu tip ta' diesel engines. Minnaħa tal-MEPA ġiet ir-risposta lura bil-leġiżlazzjoni preżenti ma tistgħux tipproċedu. U fil-fatt dak iż-żmien kien waqaf kollox. F'Ġunju ta' 2006 kien tħabbar li minħabba il-restrizzjonijiet eżistenti ma jistgħux jintużaw magri li jaħdmu bil-heavy fuel oil u tħabba li se mmorru għall-użu tal-gas. Din qiegħda anke f'dokument approvat mill-Kabinet u anke fil-Pjan Nazzjonali għall-Ġenerazzjoni tad-dawl. Ġifieri intu mbagħad qed tgħid li huwa sena wara. Inti ma li tħall diġà kien hemm
l-impressjoni biex tinbidel. Jiena dal-każ sirt konxu tiegħu ġejt ibbrifjat mill-istaff tiegħi li kien hemm din il-kwistjoni mal-Enna Malta.
Kienet ilha qalulek
jekk kienet ilha, ovvjament kien qed iġi tekkild naħseb livelli oħra, forsi mill-predeċessuri tiegħi u forsi anke f'livell tekniku, però l-kwistjoni li kienet mhux li l-MEPA ma kienx qed taqbel li kien hemm diskrepanza bejn il-legal notice u d-direttiva, għax diskrepanza qed hemm, kienet hemm. Kien hemm kwistjoni kif qed qabel ta' interpretazzjoni, ġifieri jekk tinħabba li d-direttiva ma tagħtix definition ta' diesel engine, u laqqas hemm guidance documents tal-Commission. Kien hemm kwistjoni oħra li kien hemm guidance fuq għaliex tal-stek, kien hemm definizzjoni ta' stek, ma dik kien hemm guidance documents u dika ovvjament eventualment ħadet raġun il-MEPA fuqha. Però fuq l-issue ta' definition ta' diesel engine, La hemm definizzjoni fid-direttiva u laqqas hemm allora kien hemm din il-kwistjoni ma sax jiġi riżolta. U l-MEPA kienet qed issosti li jekk tinbidel il-liġi mingħajr ma jkun hemm deċiżjoni xi tfisser, ħan nispiċċaw problema x'ir-regolatur qed jifhimha mod u min qed jiġi regolat qed jifhimha mod ieħor. Huwa din hija problema li taħt tispiċċa mbagħad f'impass. Allura il-pożizzjoni tagħna dak iż-żmien wara li ġejt ibbrifjat wara li anke kien diskussjoni mal-Ministeru fuq dan l-issue kienet li isma' ejja nġibu ruling mill-Kummissjoni. Mhux għax ir-ruling tal-Kummissjoni torba, għax ovvjament il-Kummissjoni hija opinjoni, però aħna konna ftehmna li naqblu li jekk il-Kummissjoni tindika one way or the other, nimxu fuq bażi dik ir-ruling biex ikollna laqas moħħna ċar kif ħaninterpretaw din il-liġi.
Ma qalix xi ħaġa faċenza ninterrompu ftit peress li l-ċerimonja tal-seduta tal-Parlament ħajkolli sospendi din il-laqgħa temporanjament madwar sija. Un komplu wara li tispiċċa fil-plenar. Ċini?
Ma nipom xoħma, da ġejt minn Brussella li xoħx problema ġi per il-plenar. Interessanti. Tismin interessanti l-kuċ.
Bueno, Mr. Seikin, ringraziak. Paciencia. Listaw inkomplu bil-mistoqsijiet. Fidejk.
Ma fxek tistax tajni, Mr. Seikin, biex nifhem daqsxejn. Għaliex, legal notice li sart sena 2002, tieħu dak iż-żmien kollu biex tiġi dula.
Ġara bejn 2002 u meta l-ħaq direttorien fl-2006, f'Ottubru ma nistax ngħid, għax ovvjament jiena però li nafu għalli din l-issju kien hemm ċertu biex ngħidlek urġenza fuq u insistenza fuqha speċjalment dak iż-żmien ġifieri ftit wara l-ħaq tiegħi. Naħseb ovvjament l-għena Malta naħseb irrealizzat il-limitazzjonijiet li kienet ħad offri din il-legal notice kif kienet biżball li kellha, ġifieri naħseb li kellhom spjegazzjoni nistanati.
Ma li xħallew jaddu da bisnin?
Ma nistax nejt bej l-2002 u l-2006 naħseb sinċerament xaħat seta induna fi mistu induna li kienem di diskrepanza u ta' kili għata għabeġ firi pero fil-fat da maġeraċ firi naħseb il-korrespondenza fuq il-materja jina konxu taħħa li bdiet dak iż-żmien
fil-xwell. Fil-sena 2005 reġet għamet li
xaħġi.
U jina għet nistaqsija dina li fil-istess żmien kien meta waslu l-BWSC f'Malta li għallu mill-ewwel li ma jaqblux ma taqblem biex inżu li bdew jaħdmu biex tinbidel dik il-dik il-nom.
M'għandix informazzjoni fuq dik il-każ, għax ovvjament ma kontx inkun involut ta' kif diskussjonijiet ta' fl-istadju.
U fil-proċess mbagħad tal-bidla tal-notice. Ix-xogħol sar minnkom jew
ix-xogħol tekniku ta' drafting kienet sar talba mill-Ministeru għar-raffa naturali u ambjent li aħna dak iż-żmien konna nirrapportaw lilhom. Kont irċifejt istruzzjonijiet minn Dr. Chris Chanter, li kien direttur tal-Policy and Initiatives, jekk m'hiex sejżball, fejn ġejt mitlub li nipproponi draft wara li kifet qabel ġelu kjerifikati l-issues mal-Kummissjoni Ewropea. Għaliex parti mir-raġuni tad-dewmien, parti mir-raġuni tad-dewmien kienet din li semmejt l-ewwel in-nuqqas id-differenza fl-opinjoni, f'interpretazzjoni li kien hemm bejn il-MEPA u l-Enem Malta dwar eżattament xi tfisser diesel engine. Dika tawlet il-proċess, jifiri ċertament meta qamet il-kwistjoni kien hemm il-problema u ovvjament il-MEP aħna dak iż-żmien kollha nisma' qabel ma jkollna ċertezza ta' xi tfisser diesel engine ikun diffiċli biex naraw kif se naħdmu b'legal notice li mhux ċar l-interpretazzjoni tagħha. Ġara darba ġie dik l-interpretazzjoni mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea, ovvjament imbagħad il-MEP aċċettat u qamet il-proċess ta' drafting. Hija mbagħad huwa l-proċess normali ta' legal notice ġifieri jgħaddi mill-approvazzjoni tal-Ministru, jitpoġġa mill-qed tal-Kamra, eċċetera, ġifieri dak huwa r-rol tagħna huwa drafting.
Inkun qed nifhem tajjeb jien jekk ngħid li l-istimulu għall-bidla kienet min-naħa tagħna bħala Malta u mhux mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea qalt lilna bidlu dik il-legal.
Le, l-Kummissjoni ma tidħolx fi xi pajjiż jista'
jagħmel.
Però
li aktar stringent
jista' però fil-prattika mbagħad tittara xi fissru fil-prattika ġifieri liema livelli se japplikaw għaliex id-direttivi hija ċara li dik it-tip ta' teknoloġija ma tapplikax għalija l-Large Combustion Plants Directive japplika għalija l-IPPC. Fir ma jfissirx li mhumiex regolati, huma regolati b'istrument li f'ċertu aspetti huwa aktar tassattiv. Għaliex huwa aktar tassattiv f'żewġ elementi. L-ewwel qed għandu l-kunċett tal-best available technology, ġifieri fil-waqt il-Large Combustion Plants Directive tispeċifika l-livelli fl-annes tad-direttiva fl-iskedi, l-IPPC titlob proċess ta' titjib kif it-teknoloġija tavvanza trid inti ttejjeb l-specifications tiegħek, dik waħda. It-tieni l-IPPC Directive tinkludi parametri mhux biss il-parametri l-kbar, in-NOx, is-sulfur dioxide u trap fin, imma anke affajt oħra, metalli, diossini, eċċetera. Ġifieri għandha firxa ikbar għax tkopri kull ma jista' jiġi emitted, mhux il-pollutants il-kbar biss. Jifieri f'dak l-aspett iktar tassattiva.
X'ina fimt li aħna kellna livelli li kienu aktar esiġenti minn tal-Unjoni Ewropea.
Le, fimni, eżiġenti jiena nkunu attent qabel ma ngħid għax. F'ċertu aspetti wieħed biex l-ewwel biex wieħed iqabbel iż-żewġ direttivi kif qed l-IPPC Directive għandha daw iż-żewġ prinċipi li f'opinjoni tiegħi jagħmlu aktar tassattiva f'dawk l-aspetti. Pereżempju, inti tiżżomm ruħek ebrest ma' teknoloġija u kif it-teknoloġija tavvanza u jkun hemm improvements tekniċi li huma cost effective taħt l-IPPC Directive, inti obbligat bħal operatur ittejjeb il-performance tiegħek. Mentri fil-Large Combustion Plants Directive hija stampa statika, fil-fatt illum dawn iż-żewġ direttivi ġew maqudin f'waħda, l-Industrial Emissions Directive, u fejt kull Large Combustion Plants, jekk m'hiex tibgħat l-2060 jiġu direttiva waħda. Fir il-kunċett wa tal-IPPC iktar huwa kunċett iktar modern.
Ma jidhirx li hemm ikel mistoqsijiet nirringrazzja u ġenerali grazzi tal-dovera.
Kemm ċara ħaġa peress illum naħdem għall-Kummissjoni Ewropea xtaqt li on the record din ixida tkun ixida fil-kapaċità tiegħi bħala ex direttur tal-ambjent u kwalunkwe ħaġa li qed ovvjament kolli ngħidha maħabba l-proċedur tal-Kummissjoni.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mela, baħna s-sura Fred Kamilleri.
Thank you.
kanselleri u nir-ringrazzjat għal kulin kwaxut ieħor tolbok jieħu l-ġurament. Skont. Skont it-test.
Jiena fil-kanselleri naħlef lejn tissewwa, issewwa kollha, u xejn li fissewwa, hekk alla jgħin.
Mistoqsijiet l-onorevoli kollegi.
Sur kanselleri, nkun korrett jekk ngħid bħala segretarju permanenti li għaw taħtek kemm il-Dipartiment tal-Kontratti u Korporazzjoni għena Malta. Xi ħin jew ieħor dħalt fil-każ?
Jiena l-iktar li dħalt meta kien hemm ittra ġiet indirizzata ittra lil dan il-Kumitat, bażikament u ċ-chairman tal-Kumitat essenzjalment talabni biex nidħol din l-ittra niġbor diversi reazzjoni nirrapporta fuq din l-ittra. Essenzjalment.
Tiftakar jekk qabel din l-ittra jew waqt il-perjodu sa kemm ġiet diskussa dik l-ittra tħalx fil-każ? Jekk pereżempju kienx hemm xi ħadd li ġibidlek l-attenzjoni l-affarijiet ma kinux sejrin derru li ma kinux sejrin sew?
Le, bażikament darba kien hemm xi ħadd li qal li t-teknoloġija naħseb li wara kienet mhux neċessarjament hija l-aħjar teknoloġija ma semmek. Ma mhux ma kienx hemm allegazzjoni speċifiċi.
Ma kienx hemm allegazzjoni li ħassejtek li inti għandek id-dover titkellem mal-Prim Ministru fuqha.
Le, ma kienx hemm allegazzjoni.
U ma tkellimx mal-Prim Ministru fuq dan il-każ fl-ebda punt jiġifieri.
Le, ma kienx hemm dik allegazzjonijiet jiġifieri qatt ma saru allegazzjonijiet ta' xi korruzzjoni jew inkella affarijiet bħal dawn jew xi irregolaritajiet. Ġifieri jiena żgur qatt ma natali dan. Allura ma kienx hemm il-każ. Kieku kont nirrapporta bil-miktub jiena. Maxi nek nimxi normalment.
U ma kienx hemm il-każ li saru xi investigazzjonijiet biex jaraw jekk xi ħadd li kjax xi dokumenti jew le dwar dan il-każ.
Jien żgur li ma għamilx dak tip ta' investigazzjonijiet ħa nitkellmu hekk. Jiena bażikament kont irrapportajt u għamilt rapport bil-miktub lil dan il-Kumitat, kont ċett b'mod estensiv quddiem dan il-Kumitat kienet ġiet sottomessa mill-Onorevole Chairman hawnhekk ittra ta' ħatni Bateman bażikament u ġbart dħalt ħdimt kemm għal Malta kif ukoll mad-Dipartiment tal-Kuntratti fiż-żmien limitat li kelli bażikament magħhom qed neħdem u issottomettejt din l-ittra bażikament rapport estensiv imbagħad kien hawn ix-xhieda wkoll quddiem dan il-Kumitat.
Qed tirrikonoxxi li dak iż-żmien meta ktib l-ittra ma ġbitx l-attenzjoni lil dan il-Kumitat li kien hemm il-problema tal-Aħmejjer International li.
Ma kontx nagħmel ħina din, ġifieri fil-rapport tal-awditur. Jien rajt affarijiet li jiena qatt ma kont nagħmel bihom. Ġifieri qatt ma kont nagħmel bihom.
Ġifieri meta ktib titra inti meta ġbart informazzjoni biex imbagħad ressaq dik titra u kien ma kontx taf li l-Aħmejjer International kienu blacklisted mill-bank din.
Ċertament li le. Bażikament jiena li għamilt huwa tlaqt rapporti bil-miktub qatt l-ittra ta' Bateman. Qatthom kemm lil-Enel Malta kif ukoll lid-Dipartiment tal-Kuntratti. Min għandhom ġbart rapporti bil-miktub dwar kull punt li nata fl-ittra, ħadd ukoll ċertu pari legali dwar il-livell ta' appelli f'kull stadju tal-proċess li setgħu saru minn xi ħadd li forsi ħassu b'xi mod aggravat u bażikament irrapportajt dwar il-materja. Imma bażikament meta ħareġ ir-rapport tal-awditur hemmhekk hemm affarijiet li jiena qatt ma smajtu.
Ġifieri inti with hindsight, issa jiġifieri kulħadd braw.
With hindsight
inklusi. With hindsight. Jekk ikollok terġa' tintalaf tippreparat tra bħal dik biex ikun hemm ta' simili quddiem dal-Kumitat. Tistrih biss fuq li jippreparawlek il-partit interessati jew tipprova tmur oltre.
Le hawnhekk naħseb il-hindsight huwa kemm kemm diffiċli hawnhekk le hawnhekk jiena ma għamilx investigazzjoni estensiva li għamel l-awditur. Sewa, essenzjalment jiena tajt li tra forsi dak iż-żmien forsi dik li tra se tmarreċ imkien ieħor ukoll, but in any case, with hindsight kulħadd bravu. Il-punt huwa naħseb li wara li rajt warbiltu sewwa jiena r-rapport tal-awditu sewwa, kemm l-ewlejiet u kemm dak sussegwenti. Jiena minn dak li rrapportajt li rrelatajt jiena, ovvjament ir-rapport tal-awditur kien investigazzjoni ħafna iktar estensiva. Jiena wasalt għal ċertu konklużjonijiet li rrelatajthom lil dan il-Kumitat, bażikament fuq dik l-ittra, wasalt għal ċertu konklużjonijiet li jiena llum ma nibdel xejn dak il-konklużjonijiet.
Ma jidhirx ma jidux li jemistaz. Jidik ta' mi ringrazzjak sur familja. Sur Karl Fabri, please. Grazzi sul Fabri, mi tolbo please li tiħu il ġurament kull xut li d-dini. Le mux ti fermaħ taqra.
Jina kal Fabri naħlef li najt il-sowa, il-sowa kolla u xejn li fil-sowa. Ek, għalla jajni.
Kjoġbuk sul Fabri, ti spiegħanna ftit l-involvimenti għak fil-kumpanija taj b-settimiti?
Mela, she 15-16 years ago, in 1995, Pamela Mizzi, jienet ħabiba tiegħi bażikament, jienet tagħmel xi affarijiet fuq computers, jiena l-istamperija, u isna konna qed nagħmlu xi affarijiet bejnietna. U she formed this kumpanija Typeset u jiena tħadd percentaġġ ta' xi 1% voteri li totalment insejt li għadha għandi voteri. Dak
l-involvement kollu ankellum dak u l-livell. Ġifieri inti fil-proċess ta'
tendering operation xejn.
Ma tħall xejn. Ġifieri ma la kont involut titkellmu mal-BWSC, la li titkellmu mal-Enna Malta.
Jien tagħmel amizzi bisna u fudi.
Il-papa tagħha kollu x'għamel imbagħad. Għal minkejja li juża l-kumpanija ta'
Typeset.
Ġifri kont taf mil-bidu li se jużal l-isem tal-kumpanija biex jitfattend? Ma konċi informat?
Għastaf minn u jien, għodir, jina maħħa kelli xnaqsam dejjem. Mbatu ħaxxers taħħa?
Ġifri minn kelli mbat kien ħaxxers
taħħa?
Għatmal għajt.
Għatmal għajt mija.
U tkellimtu. U tefa jittender fissem il-kumpanija minn għarman format li s-saw.
Għajmin, minn iġiħat inter-operations ġej u għodir.
Okay, da kollu ringrazzjak.
Thank you.
Grazie a Conor Evo Nimulia. Għal-kull xur tiħor kena għoddim il-kamera speċi dolbok tiħu il-ġurament kif l-skript kada għoddim.
Jena ċez il-Mulia, naħlef li nejt il-verita, verita kolla u xejba l-verita. Jekka lej.
Grazie a Sijid, Conor Evo Libardo.
Sija sempliċi. Ikun korrett jek najt li il-kabinet kena prova il-pjan nazjonali għal-ġenerazzjoni ta' dawl. Li kellu għażla preferenzjali li l-impjant tal-power station jaħdem bil-gas.
Ma nafx kemm ukoll qed li niddiskuti xi diskuta l-kabinet. Kemm blokku.
Le ġifieri qed tagħżel li.
Ma nistax niddivalġi għax intqas il-kabinet.
Memx għalfejn nagħmel iżjed mistoqsija.
Ringrazja. Ma jemix ċansi xabbelbo. Mela. Signuri, l-xċieda kolla li kien dal-komitat maqbul illi jinġibu ġewn tellajn, l-mistoqsijiet li kellhom isiru saru, intalbu li jinġibu ċertu dokumenti, meta dawk id-dokumenti jinbatu jkunu fil-possess tal-komitat ovvjament jiġu komunikati lill-membru kollha ta' dan il-komitat.
Yes, Anna, l-onorevoli Fenek, prima l-konkludu.
Kuna bina fuq l-lista ta' xieda, kuna bina li zewċ membri ta' xieda, ma' kenni xalfajn tal-lawm, pero tlabt il-permess li nittafu la' fuq l-media tal-kamra, studio li għamlet l-Ena Malta, abbat minn grupp ta' konsulenti Qubit Consultants Limited, meċi Qubit, CUBED. Jo Qubit. Il-rapport għamlu su Gordon Cordina, jo Dr. Gordon Cordina, li għamel analisi estensiva ekonomika tal-għazla tal-impjant li nxtara tal-imara blimpju l-aħjar li jintuża. U li joħroċ analisi bej jekku xeffejċo gasolin jew gas u li jider li xorta fi ċirkustanzi prevalenti u prezzi jibqa li leċe fuwa l-irħas waqt li jirrispekja xorta l-limiti ta' emissjoni li huma neċessarja.
Billi jedda dokument, ovvjament. Ma nafxek minn fi dokumenti oħra jess.
Kummenzari na naqbel li dokument ovvjament jitpoġġa u nati note li sem poġġu kol żewġ dokumenti relatati ma' kas. Tal-professur Malija u rapporti oħor tekniku li tlesta għall-Kunsill Lokali ta' Marsa Xlok fuq l-istess kas.
Jidelli bi allura il-dokumenti ġintavalati. Nirringrazzjar kulħadd.
Formalmente il culo un po' di...